Once a long, long time ago in the great city of Rome, a freed man named Aurelius, who drove chariots in the Circus Maximus, was walking down to the Colosseum to practice. He heard a strange noise. The sound seemed to be coming from all around him.
What's that sound?
Every now and then, he would catch a glimpse of a silver streak. Finally, Mercury stopped running and told Aurelius something important.
I need someone to deliver an important letter to a Roman general in Macedon, and I have chosen you.
Okay, but why me?
Because you are a very good and fast chariot driver.
My horses aren't trained to travel long distances.
I don't want to hear it. I will use some magic so your horses will be able to travel long distances. I've given them powers that you will find out.
Mercury gave him the letter to deliver.
Good luck.
Now, there's a spy who worked for the Macedonian government that didn't want the letter to be delivered to the Roman general whose name was Tiberius. The spy's name was Aeschylus.
I will stop that letter.
Aurelius set off at once for Macedon. The route he had decided to take was the fastest route, but also the rockiest. Aeschylus had set traps along the way as Aurelius was riding through the hills.
Oh no! Watch out!
Faster! Faster!
Acacus, a big fire-breathing giant wielding a club, had suddenly jumped out from behind a rock and started chasing them. But the horses were faster than the Cacus, and the tiny group soon left the Cacus far behind.
Na 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 na.
Aurelius did not hear his horses talking to him, because the noise of the Cacus's footsteps drowned out the cries of the horses.
Pretty soon, Aurelius felt tired, and he stopped to rest. Then he fell asleep. When he awoke, he heard voices, but he didn't know where they were coming from. When he looked around, he found his horses talking to him.
There's a pack of Keras coming, and they look hungry.
We should abandon Cap right now.
Keras are giant wild dogs.
Now to get back to the story.
At first, Aurelius did not believe his two horses, but when he saw a cloud of dust coming up the trail, he believed them right away, and within minutes, he was back on the road. At this moment, Aurelius realized that Mercury's special gift to his horses was a power to talk. Aurelius continued both day and night, until they got to Macedon. There, as they were descending the mountain,
we're nearing our destination.
When they reached the city gates, there was a great sphinx guarding it.
I have a riddle for you. If you guess the answer correctly, you may pass through the gates. If not, you will die. I will give you one full day until the sun sets.
And here is the riddle.
What book can one never finish writing?
Aurelius thought and thought and...
Doesn't someone's actions ever change?
Shut up!
Just before Aurelius's time was up,
an autobiography.
You may proceed.
And with that, he was admitted through the city gates.
When Aurelius reached the camp, he parked his horses in front of the general's tent and was then admitted inside, where he gave Tiberius the letter. When Tiberius opened the letter, Aurelius started to walk out of the tent.
Stay and take this.
And then he gave Aurelius a bag of golden coins.
It came to be that when Aurelius went outside thanking the gods for his small fortune, he went to where he had parked his chariot, but it wasn't in sight. Aeschylus had stolen his horses, but a legion of Roman soldiers found him and arrested him for trying to foil the letter's delivery.
Later, when Aurelius returned to Rome, he celebrated with Mercury, who told him that the letter he had delivered was the key information that made it possible for the Romans to defeat Macedon.